Hello, Olivia. It's Rory Bedell here.
Hey Rory, how are you?
Not bad, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, good, good.
Yep. My question is, how does the diet of an AFL footballer change from pre-season, during the season and post-season?
Good question. In terms of pre-season, that's generally the time for an AFL footballer where they have the highest energy and particular carbohydrate demands, and that's because the sheer volume of training that they're doing, and it's also because it's a good time, sometimes for those footballers that the ones in particular that need to really focus on increasing their muscle mass. That's the time when we do that, and to assist that process, getting more energy predominantly from carbs and protein going in is an important time. So pre-season, definitely the highest energy demands. In season, obviously, some days more so than others, the training volume will back off, but it's about educating them on adjusting their intake and their carbohydrate needs in particular based on the training for that week. So quite often the guys tend to maybe eat a bit lighter on during the week, maybe main training day they'll eat more, and then the day before and obviously the day of the game is their greatest intake there. So it's quite a bit of adjustment, and the days can vary quite a bit in terms of their intake. And then obviously off season, it's a lot less again. So they're not doing the amount of training and obviously not playing as well, so their energy demands are a lot less, and also again their carbohydrate intake is reduced, and getting them to focus on, also keeping their fat intake reasonably low and not going too crazy with the alcohol, because obviously they potentially that can increase their risk of coming back in pretty ordinary shape. So that would be the summary in terms of the different sort of training phases.
All right, thank you.
No worries.